The Tuesday before Parshas Noach and Yetzer Hashem. I'm afraid the last couple of weeks I've been remiss. We haven't put up any shiurim. It was just too hard during Yontov. I wasn't kavua enough to be able to make the shiurim. So I apologize, and I hope that from now on we can be constant again and try and put up a shiur every week. The Parshas Noach. So, you know, look back to the various shiurim we've given on Parshas Noach. I'd like to go on a slightly different derech. I happen to be in the sugya now, and I'd like to share some of my thoughts with you. The sugya of Milchama. How does it come to Parshas Noach? Because we have this very, very interesting Hiskalus, which the Rabbeinu Shloilam talked to Noach after he came out of the Teva, and he told him that, in contrast to what had been before, that he had to be a vegetarian, he was not allowed to kill animals for food. Now, after the Mabul, the Ramban says, because they were saved in the Schus of Noach, this is a separate inyan, which it's not good I, within this context, to talk about. Now, everything would get mixed up. But whatever reason it was that he would now be allowed to kill animals and to eat them. And then in Perek Tes, Posok Hey, it says like this, V'achas dimchem l'nafshal seichem et rosh, miyad kol chayo et roshena. Your blood, that means human blood, I'm going to be doyrish, and I'm not going to let the animals kill you, unless of course you make them wild. But the Etzem animals are afraid of humans, and if you don't attack them, they won't attack you. And further, umiyad ha'odam, miyad ish ochiv, et rosh es nefesh ha'odam. But I am going to be doigosh from man. If man kills you, that if a Reuven goes and kills a Shimon, I will be doigosh that death from Reuven. Umiyad ha'odam, miyad ish ochiv, et rosh es nefesh ha'odam. Now, what does it mean, miyad ish ochiv? So Rashi has a mahalar that even if he kills somebody who is ochiv, that means he doesn't beshoigeg. It's not because he hates him, but because he killed him beshoigeg. So there's also a price to pay. He shouldn't kill somebody even beshoigeg, and he needs some form of kaporah. The netziv learns differently, and it's that netziv which I'd like to follow up in this shir. So was steht? Miyad ish ochiv. Piresh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emosai Ho'odam Ne'enash, when are you punished for killing somebody? B'shor Shoroi Linoit Ba'achva. That is at a time when you kill somebody to whom you ought to feel like a brother. So then if you kill him, you're going to be in trouble. Mashe'enken B'shaz Milchoma, the ace lisno. If there is a war, and the war of course is an ace lisno, is borrowing the expression from Kohelis, ace lehove of ace lisno. So the milchoma is the time of lisno. Oz ace laharuk, the ein oynish al zeklal, and there's no oynish. That means if you're in the army and you kill somebody from the opposing army, you're not going to be in trouble. Because the Issa Ritzicha applies only when it's Ish Ochiv, when you kill somebody to whom you should relate as a brother. But if you should not relate to him as a brother, because the time of Milchoma is an aceless noy, there's no punishment. Ki kach noisat ha'olam. And those are the words which sort of haunt me. What does the Netziv mean? Ki kach noisat ha'olam. That is how the world was established. Apparently, the idea of war is something that is built into this created world. And that's really what I want to talk about. Like, what is the mokor of this idea of war? If you look at the last Sefer Shoftim in the Rambam, So the last set of halachos is Hilchos Melochim. In the earlier Rambams it used to say Umilchamos Sehen. Now in the Frankel Rambam it says Hilchos Melochim Umilchamos. That's a different story. Like, is it the king's milchama? Is it Stama milchama? That's a different shaila which ought not to distract us now. But at the beginning of these halachas, as always by the Rambam, you have all the mitzvahs which are involved in milchama. I'm looking at the at this Ramazim now. L'shloach sholam liyoshvei ho'ir k'shetzorim oleo. You have to be paseh b'sholam. Shloach lidroi sholam me'amon umayov. Shloach lahashris ilonei machol b'motza. If you need wood, you're not allowed to cut down fruit trees. Lahaskin yad shiyetsu boi bale hamachane lehifonos bo. You have to have a special bathroom. Lahaskin yosed lachpobol, to have a spade among your weapons so that you should be able to dig. Limshoyach koyen ledabe boozne anshe hatzovo, the din of moshuach milchomo, and so on and so forth. In other words, there are many, many halachas which refer to milchomo. When you are in the middle of milchomo, do this, don't do that, this is the way you should act, this is the way you shouldn't act. So there are lots of halachas which apply to a milchama. But nowhere does it say there is such a thing as milchama, which has very, very, very significant legal consequences. One, we just now learned in the Netziv. What does the Netziv say? That you're allowed to kill. In other words, normally there's an iser ratzicha, you're not allowed to kill people. But if it's an ace lisnoi, I don't know whether there's a chazal like that or whether the Netziv is just borrowing the expression from Koheles. So it's an ace lisnoi, and if it's an ace lisnoi, you're allowed to kill. You're only not allowed to kill somebody who's your ach, miyad ish achiv. But if he's not your brother, so you're allowed to kill him, you're allowed to kill him. You're not allowed to kill, it says in the Torah le-sitzach. Oh, but by Milchama is different. Now, interestingly, this is an issue for the Netziv, because in the Merome Sode, which is the Netziv's Chidushim on Shas, in Eruven, Memheom et Aleph, he writes like this, Uve'emes muter le-melech le-hilochem afilu milchemes ha-rashos. It's very, very strange that a melech is allowed to fight a milchemes rashos. Now, the Rambam defines a milchemes rashos either to be machiv his gevul, that means he wants to extend the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, that's called a milchemes rashos. So he's allowed to go and make an aggressive war against the goyim who are living there and fight them out, kill them out, and now Eretz Yisrael has a larger area. Or to be maidia his greatness and his prowess as a warrior. These are milchemes rishos. Now, for us, it's very difficult to understand that. Why should such a milchoma be mutter? That is a sugya. I hope in Yetz Hashem maybe to continue the sugya of a milchoma, maybe Cholapochus next week in Lechtachov, where we have Avraham's milchoma. I'd like to discuss this a little further. But the fact is that you are allowed to fight a milchemes rishos. What the motivation is, well, we could say this much right now. Of course, the din is that a milchemes rishos, you can only fight with the rishos of the Sanhedrin, and according to some, he even has to ask at the Urim Batumim. And I imagine that if he asks the Sanhedrin and the Urim Batumim whether or not he's going to be able to fight this war, I suspect that the issues that the Sanhedrin will deal with is to test his motivation. I mean, you some want to be machiv your gvul, you don't go and make a milchama for that. But if there is a reason and it makes sense to need this hachovas gvul, so that will make it okay. In other words, that gufa is what the Sanhedrin is judging, whether the motivation in making this milchemes rishos is a kosher one. The fact is that the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Halacha Tesvov, has a very, very interesting mahalach over here, which I'll read just to get the sense that a mechemes resource is nistamazai. But here, he says like this in halacha tesvot. Perek Zayin is where he talks about Mashiach Melchama and the people he sends out from the war. So what does he say? Say, Mi Yorish HaYogei V'racha Leivav K'mishmoy Paskins like Rabbi Akiva She'en B'liboy Koyach La'moy B'kishrei HaMelchama. He's scared. He's scared, and therefore he gets sent home. Now, let's hear what the Rambam says. Like, what are the obligations of somebody who does go to the war? Once he enters the battlefield, he should know that he's making Melchama al Yichud Hashem. Remember, we're talking about Melchemes Rishos, because by Melchemes Mitzvah nobody gets sent home. And here we're talking about the Isha Yorev Racha Levo getting sent home. So we're talking about the Melchemes Rishos. And the Melchemes Rishos is al Yichud Hashem hu oise Melchama. The Yosef Nasha v'kapov la Yirov la Yifrat v'la Yachshav la Be'ishtav la Be'bonav Elo Yimche Zichram B'libo v'yifne mikoldova la Melchama, because that's al Yichud Hashem. So you see that the Melchemes Rishos is not Stamazai. You're an ambitious king and you want a larger country, wham! So you go out and kill thousands of people. That's not. The Melchama has to be al Yichud Hashem. I have a shtick of Shaila, the Rambam, when he defines Melchemes Rishos and Melchemes Mitzvah, the Rambam doesn't say that. It means if we would only learn the Rambam here in Perek Chamishi of the Melchomas, it says, V'arakach nilcham Melchemes Rishos, V'hiya Melchomas shenilcham im sh'or ha'amim, kedei lahachet gvul Yisrael, u'lahavos b'gedulosoi v'shimoi. But it doesn't say, provided you have a kavona for Yichud Hashem. So I'm not quite sure. Teres is maybe his signer that we also learn Perek Zayin, where he says that. But that's not really our sugi at this point. I'll call upon him. There is a din that it's a Melchemes Rishos. And the Gemara says that Melchemes Rishos is not a mitzvah. For example, there wouldn't be a din of Isaac ben mitzvah for to mina mitzvah. But still, it's a Melchemes Rishos. Zog the Netziv in the Meroy Mesodi to Erevin Memhei Omed Aleph. Uve Emes Mutter le Melech lehilochem. Afilo Melchemes HaRishos Ve'eno Choshesh L'Sakonas Nefoshes. How can he go and make a Melchemes Rishos? Maybe some of his soldiers will be killed. So how can he put them into Sakonas Nefoshes? You're not Mechuyev to be Moiseh Nefesh for anything other than the three cardinal sins or Kiddush Hashem. If they're Lahavi Aldas, I mean the Gedorim of Kiddush Hashem, you go to Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah and you learn when you're supposed to be Moiseh Nefesh. But in order to be Machiv, the Gevul of Eretz Yisrael, or to be Moidia, the Shimai of the king, like who says that you're allowed to, that you're Mechuyev to expose yourself to life danger? Zog der Netziv, the Shane Sakonas Melchoma, Mishare Sakonas. Sakonas Melchoma is different than other Sakonas. In other Sakonas, you are not allowed to kill somebody else, and you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where you might be killed. But Melchoma is different. How do I know? The Netziv says, V'hare b'chola Melchoma is Ma mitzah hatzova lefirat zaynay b'mokam sakona yosem inorishan. Let's say you have a soldier on the battlefield and he is at a certain corner of the battle where it's not so dangerous, but the general can say, okay my friend, at this point I'm putting you right in the front and you please go over there and fight over there, and it's very likely he'll be killed there. V'chein, he brings a raya, v'chein Yaakov avinu hemet b'nei ha'shefachos rishonim. Melchama is different. Different from what? Where? Where does the difference of Melchama come from? Like, it's very similar to the Loshon which you used in Chumash, which I read out before. It seems, and there are lots of Mekaris for that, I don't want to be Meir so much and make the Shir too long, but all over it seems to be assumed that Melchama is its own justification. What is done in the milchama, how the fighting is done, the risks of killing and dying which are involved in milchama are somehow treated differently than kol ha-toira kula. Like I read out from the Rambam before, that in a milchama you're supposed to have a spade and you have to have a bathroom and you have to have alle gute Sachen, right? But the etzem din make a milchama when needed, as far as I know, is not a one of the Tayyak mitzvahs. And certainly these yesoidas which the Netziv establishes, you're not allowed to patter yourself because it's a sakona for you, as is the case in all other situations, and you don't have to worry about killing the enemy, as is the case in other situations, that doesn't say anywhere, as far as I know. It's all anecdotal evidence. Where did the Netziv bring a raya from that it's okay to put people into sakona when it's a shas milchama? Because Yaakov put the Shibnei Ashfachas Rishayna. So it's dangerous over there. Yosef in the back with Rachel was less in danger. So what right does he have to demand from the Bnei Ashfachas that they should be in sakona? Oh, milchama shana. It's really like very, very, very strange. And the Isser Tzicha, the way the Netziv learns, there's a yesod that you're allowed to kill if it's a aceless noy. And who says that a milchama is an aceless noy? Where does all this come from? As far as I know, there are no, I don't know, aceless noy. I mean, in Kohelis, is that true to Shemekko? The aceless noy, aceless noy means that you're allowed to kill when it's an aceless noy. I don't think that Kohelis said that. So I think that the Netziv borrowed the expression from Kohelis. It doesn't say over there you're allowed to kill people. Teretz says, where does it say that you're allowed to kill people? So you can make a milchama. And the Pesuk is, but at least it's Meramez. I mean, Rashi didn't learn that way. But at least Rashi is Meramez. The Pesuk is Meramez that Miyad Ish Ochev, that the Issa Ritzicha, which was announced after the Mabul in Parshas Noach, applies only to Ish Ochev. That's how the Netziv learns. So what is this? What is Milchama? What is its character? If it's not a mitzvah, if it's not in the Tayyak mitzvahs, so where does it come from? So as far as I know, the first Milchama we have in Chumash, that's why that's the excuse of leaving it till next week a little bit to talk about Milchama also, is Avraham, when Yorek is Chanichov, when he went to save Stein, he goes and goes to war. Abuch al Melachim Chamisha as Tutzachat. Abba, he's going to war. Where did Avraham know from that you're supposed to go to war? And were his chanichav in danger? One assumes so. That's what a war is. Were any of them hurt? I don't know. Did they kill any of the others? It is a sugya which is very, very, very interesting to me. Let's repeat words again, which the Netziv uses, because it's so interesting. Yeah? He says what? Ein oynish klal, over there in Noyach, ein oynish al ze klal, ki kach neusat ha'olam. Come on, I'll say this. Kach neusat ha'olam. War is a, I looked it up in an encyclopedia, that apparently in secular law, I don't know the proto, I'm not a lawyer, I didn't talk to any lawyers about this, but at least in the encyclopedia it gives certain definitions and whatnot. Yeah, there is such a thing as natural law, that there is such a thing as natural law. Somebody defines it. What's natural law? It's not written in any book, but it's written in every heart. People understand Azedos. That is the law. It doesn't have to have a vote, and it doesn't have a legislation. Does it? Does natural law. So it sounds from the Netziv that war is somehow. But what bothers me is, like, who says in the Torah there's such a thing as natural law? Just why? Because kach noisa to oilam. What does he mean kach noisa to oilam? That war is built in to the world. Like, what does that mean? It's built in and therefore needs no excuses. And the halachas, this is not galkenikai. It's not a question of eating exercise or more than exercise, less than exercise. Don't know whether that's a klenikai, but yeah. But it's talking about being killed over here and killing others. And azedos kach noisa to oilam. And b'shas mechomer, there's no iser atzir. It's something which I think needs a lot of beer. Needs a lot of beer. So let me share with you I've been sort of, like I told you, I think I mentioned before that I'm trying to learn that sugi a little bit at the moment. And so, you know, what happens, you see this, you see that. So I'll tell you a little bit the route that I took. I was thinking about the sugya in Shabbos. And in Shabbos, Lamed Amud Aleph, the story of Shlomo HaMelech trying to be machnes the organ into the Kodesh Kodoshim. Oy, let's learn that sugya. And I have a kashya on the sugya. I never noticed it before, but while my mind was sort of focused on this sugya, so I did notice it. So what happened? Here, Kishubono Shloima is Beis Hamikdash, Bikesh Lahachnes Ogoin LeBeis Kodesh HaKodashim. He wanted to bring the Ogoin into the Kodesh Kodashim. This was going to be the moment of glory. If you remember that David, who wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, Hinei Anoichi Yoshev Beis HaRozim, and Aron Bris Hashem is Tachas HaYerios, the whole motivation to build the Beis HaMikdash by David was the inappropriateness of his living in a luxurious palace, and the Aron Bris Hashem is Tachas HaYerios. Now Shlomo HaMelech had built up this beautiful Beis HaMikdash. So now you can bring in the organ. Ah, unbelievable. Bikesh lahachnes organ lebeis kodesh hakadoshim. Dof kushorim zeboze. The gates wouldn't open. No, not going to let you in. Oma shloima esrim v'aba gononos. V'loinene. The gates were adamant. They're not going to open. Posavoma su'ushorim v'shechem v'nosu pishrei oilam v'yovam melech hakovet. Well, you're not going to let the Rabbani Shalom into the Kodesh Kodoshim. So he said the wrong lotion, because what happened? Rohatu Basrei Lemivle. So the gates started chasing him and they wanted to swallow him up. They wanted to kill him. Because they thought that when he said V'yova Melech HaKovet, it means he himself. That's inappropriate. What, you have to open the door because I want to come in. He's trying to bring in the Ola and then he's saying, I'm the Melech HaKovet. Chas v'shalom. Omru Muse Melech HaKovet. Omaluhu, no, you're all wrong. I didn't mean myself. I meant Rabbi Hashem. Hashem is us v'gibor. Hashem gibor milchuma. Chozav om asushom roshechem usup yisrei olam yom ha-melech ha-kovad miyuz ha-melech ha-kovad ashen tzvokos ha-melech ha-kovad selov lo nene kibun shoma Hashem Elokim al toshet b'nei mishichecha zichro zachro. I'm sorry, I don't know the exact correct translation, I apologize. L'chazde David avducho miyad nene, and so on and so forth. There's a terrible problem in this Gemara, it seems to me, and that is this. I'll tell you, the gates had thought that he meant himself, so he says, no, I mean the Ribbono Shel. So now he's trying to persuade the gates that they should open up, that the Ribbono Shel, it's okay to let the Ribbono Shel into the Kodesh Kodashim. How does he describe the Ribbono Shel? Hashem izuz v'gibor, Hashem gibor milchama. Oh, come on, let's learn. That's what he's going to tell the gates. That's the reason not to open. David HaMelech wanted to build a Beis HaMikdash, and what did Nosson tell him? Kidom Rav Shafachtol, you made milchamas, you killed people. So you can't build a Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban Chumi says, what's the svara? The svara is because David HaMelech, what the Gemara says, was scared that maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam had tainus, that he had killed people in the war. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, no, they're like a bunch of korbanos, the best stuff you could have done. So why Taka can't he build a Beis HaMikdash? So the Ramban is masber, because Milchama is derived from a Midas HaDin, Mishpat, and since your Hanhoga is a Hanhoga of Mishpat, you're not Roy in a Beis HaRachamim. That's how the Ramban learns. Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaRachamim. So here Shlomo HaMelech says, you have to let the Ribbono Shel Olam in. You know why? Because he's Izuz v'Gibor, and he's a Gibor Milchama Rachmana Litzlan. That's why he should be in. I thought it's a Beis HaRachamim. So you can't say anything about the Ribbono Shel Olam other than that he's a Gibor Milchama. I mean, he is a Gibor Milchama. And the Moshe Rabbeinu also said, Hashem Yish Milchama, Hashem Shumai, Nachon. But that's not the reason to let him into the Kodesh Kadoshim. I would have said here, Ribbono Shel Olam is an Afa Rachamim, and Rachum, Rachanan, Rachapayim, there are enough things to say about the Ribbono Shel Olam. But to try and persuade the gates to let the Ribbono Shel Olam in, because he's a giver milchama, but it's a Beis HaRachamim. What's going on? It's a Meshuddah Dikazach. The truth, the gates didn't open. But why did they open eventually? Because the source of David HaMelech, that's a different story. But what is really going on over here? Like, what do we mean when we say that Hashem is Ish Milchama? I mean, we don't think so much because we've heard these things so many times. So that's how it is. We say it every Sunday by the Shir Shel Yom. So Hashem is good. Hashem Gibor Milchama. I say this. We're busy trying to remember which is Mize Melech, Mihuze Melech. It's not easy psukim. But what's going on? Maestro is that the Milchamas of the Ribbono Shel Olam don't stand in the way of his coming into the Kodesh Kodashim. They don't. David's Milchamas did. The Ribbono Shel Olam's Milchamas don't. That's how Maestro is. But the emes is that there's another kasha. Let's say, okay, we'll take that for granted, that his milchomas don't stare. But are they the reason? I mean, we're not looking for why it's okay for the Ravansham to go in. We're talking for reasons why it's appropriate for the Ravansham to go in. He says, you know what the Kodesh Kodashim is? The Kodesh Kodashim is a place where Hashem ish milchoma. Hashem shema. That's what the Kodesh Kodashim is. The Ribbono Shel Olam is manifest in the Kodesh Kodashim with the Orion as Izuz v'Gibor, Gibor Milchama. That's what's Tutzach in the Kodesh Kodashim. That's a wow, Shabbat wow. What is going on? Is that the Kodesh Kodashim? Is that what we think about? When we think about the Kodesh Kodashim, are we thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam as a Ish Milchama? The Moshe de Gezer. So I'll tell you what I think may be going on over here, but the emphasis is that it takes, don't want to be Meirich so much, so I'm going to stop earlier, I think, than I was planning, because I'd rather be Masbe the things better than to pack in as much information as possible. You know, it's very interesting. In these psukim over here, in this Kapitel Tillim, so Merach HaKovod Su'u She'orim Rashaychem V'hinosu Pisrei HaOlam V'yom Melach HaKovod. Mi ze Melach HaKovod? Hashem Izuz V'Gibor, Hashem Gibor Melchoma. Su'u She'orim Rashaychem U'su'u Pisrei V'yom Melach HaKovod. Mi hu ze Melach HaKovod? Hashem Tzvokah Su'u Melach HaKovod. Four times Melach HaKovod. Rabbi, I did a search. I certainly don't know these things by heart. But I did a search. And as far as I could find in my search program, the title Melech HaKovod does not recur in Tanakh. Nowhere else is the Ribbono Shel Olam referred to as Melech HaKovod. Now, what does that mean? What do we mean when we say that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Melech HaKovod? And, you know, I can tell you what I always thought, if I thought at all, he's the Melech HaKovod, he's the Melech with a lot of kovod. That's what I thought. No, so why is that appropriate dafka over here and nowhere else? It's strange. But Kitzer, I'll tell you what I think Melech HaKovod means. You know, the Radak in the Sefer HaShoshim, he under Kovod, he says like this, that one of the meanings of Kovod as a noun is that Kovod means the neshama. L'man yizamecha kovod is one of the psukim that he quotes. We say it every morning in Mizmor Shel Chanukah Savayis LeDavid. L'man yizamecha kovod. So, in order that the kovod should be able to sing to you, like what sings to the Ribbono Shel Olam, means our neshama. L'man yizamecha kovod. Melech HaKovod means the king of the neshama. The neshama of what? Well, Radak says like this, why do you call the neshama kovod? Because the neshama gives kovod to the guf. Like this, the guf is simply a physical thing. And that's not so mechubad. But you put in a neshama, vayipa ba'ap of nishmas chayim, so you put in a neshama, so now it's grabs choshev. So the neshama is the kovod of the guf. I think that Melech HaKovod is appropriate when we're talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Beis HaMikdash, because just like the cover, the neshama is the kovod of the guf, I think that the Beis HaMikdash is the kovod of the world and the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Melech HaKovod. Why? Because just like we say that the neshama in the human body gives kovod to his humanity, the Beis HaMikdash gives kovod to the physical world. What is the Beis HaMikdash in business for? What does the Beis HaMikdash do? The Beis HaMikdash takes animals and makes them into korbanos. Just like the neshama makes a person into a tzelem Elokim. I don't know whether that's the correct expression over here. Let's not get into the details of that. But it makes him into a human being, not an animal. The Beis HaMikdash makes, it brings out the potential of physicality to become holy. That means the whole Bria is based on the Avodah of the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. That just like the Neshama is Megala, that a human being is not just a physical unit, so the Beis HaMikdash is Megala, that the world has something more to it than simply being a physical entity, a physical world. So he's called the Melech HaKovod. He says, whom else do you want in the Beis HaMikdash? You don't want somebody else who's not a Melech HaKovod? That is the Kodesh Kodashim. What is the Kodesh Kodashim? In fact, of course, we know that the Kodesh Kodashim, Mokom Ha'oron and Avkruvim are not min Hamidu, we've talked about that before, that the Kodesh Kodoshim itself has no dimensions, which means that it's not of this world. Yeah? It's Taka in the Shomet from the Elyonim. The Kodesh Kodoshim is a place which is Ke'ilu from the Olam Ha'Elyon, down here. That is the Neshama in the Guf. The Beis HaMikdash is a physical building, but there's a Neshama there. That's why it's the Melech HaKovod. I want to suggest that the milchomas which the Ribbono Shel Olam feared and which makes dafka ish milchoma Hashem Shema, Hashem Yizuz v'Gibor, Hashem Gibor milchoma, that makes him the appropriate inhabitant kiviyochel of the Kodesh Kodoshim. What are his enemies? What are his weapons? What is the result that he's looking for in his wars? The answer is that is the conversion of crass physicality into sanctity. That is the struggle, kaviyochel, of the Rebbeinu Shalom, and those are the milchomas that he fears. That is the milchoma, perhaps. I mean, I haven't seen this in a sefer, so please, think it over, ask. I don't know whether it's right. But that is what the sugya is telling me. That over here he's called Melech HaKovad and nowhere else. And suddenly his milchomas don't disturb a Beis HaRachamim. Masha'enken David HaMelech's milchomas do share a Beis HaRachamim. That's poshut. Because by David HaMelech, it's like he's killing, and it's Midas HaMishpat, like the Ramban says. And the Midas HaMishpat is not Kedai for the Beis HaRachamim. But the Rebbeinu Shem's milchama is a milchama not of killing, but of building, of finding personality, of finding sanctity, of turning an entire physical world into a repository of potential sanctity. You bring carbonos and suddenly an ox becomes a carbon. It's unbelievable. That seems to be the word. There seems to be what that milchama is a natural law, meaning that the entire world is based on milchama, not David HaMelech's milchama, Ribbono Shel Olam's milchama. Let's talk about what it is. And next week, Yetzer Hashem, we'll discuss a little bit. I want to stop here because I shouldn't go too long. But I want to develop this thought a little bit. When we talk about lechem, food, right? Same shaylish as milchama, lamed chesmem. Let's wait till next week when we talk about Avraham Avinu's milchama and think a little bit about food and the world in general. But in the meantime, I think that with Tzad this year, we've made a little progress.